CBO, Biden admin has released 6.2 million illegal migrants into U.S. in 3 years, often through parole loophole. By Neil Monroe on January 23, 2024. President Joe Biden's deputies have let 6.2 million illegal migrants into the United States, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. Biden's southern inflow is more than one migrant for every two American births since January 2021. More of those people are also being released into the United States than previously, generally through the use of parole authority or with a notice to appear before an immigration judge, said the report, titled The Demographic Outlook, 2014 to 2054. The 2023 inflow included 900,000 migrants who were released after they walked up to official border gates, plus 1.1 million migrants who were released after they crossed through gaps in the border wall, said the CBO agency, which acts as an advisor to Capitol Hill legislators. Roughly half of those migrants, 1.1 million, were let into the country by October 1, via Biden's use of the parole loophole and border law, the CBO reported. Biden and his Democrat allies are now trying to expand the parole doorway. Related video, a literal wave on the Rio Grande. Illegal immigrants wade their way into U.S. The 2023 inflow also included 860,000 gotaways who sneaked past Biden's half-built and lightly guarded border wall and 430,000 people who remained in the United States long after their visas had expired. The figure is close to the partial data released by the Department of Homeland Security in early January. The CBO data does not include hundreds of thousands of migrants released since October 1. The report noted that CBO estimates that, on net, the number of people immigrating to the United States was 1.2 million in 2021 and 2.7 million in 2022. So Biden's 3 years of inflows, 1.2 million, 2.7 million, and 3.3 million, up to October, add up to 6.2 million illegal migrants. This massive migrant inflow has helped to flatline Americans' wages and spike the cost of housing, making it more difficult for American families to have many children. The CBO report noted that Americans' projected total fertility rate fell from 1.75 to 1.70 births per woman in 2023. In Canada, the same causes and effects have sharply reduced the Canadian birth rate. Polls show that Biden's inflow is very unpopular and may prevent his re-election. The CBO report did not discuss the legal inflow of foreign visitors who illegally take jobs for several months before returning home. This B1/B2 visa fraud is rarely mentioned by U.S. officials. The CBO report also estimated that Biden will import an additional 3.3 million illegal migrants in 2024. The report does not give a number for the inflow of legal immigrants. But a chart shows that number dipped to roughly 500,000 amid the coronavirus disaster. The CBO predicted, without evidence, that the migrant inflow will drop rapidly after 2024. The chart suggests that Biden added 2.25 million legal immigrants during his first 3 years. Legal immigrants are people who get green cards or citizenship. The 2.25 million legal immigrants push the total migrant inflow up to 8.5 million, or almost one migrant for each of the 10 million U.S. births during the 3 years. The CBO report does not give a number for the inflow of foreign contract workers. However, Biden's deputies have sharply raised that inflow from about 600,000 in 2020 up to 1 million in 2022. The data suggests that Biden's deputies have imported roughly 2.6 million visa workers. These temporary workers arrive via the H-2A, J-1, and H-2B programs for blue-collar labor, and the H-1B, J-1, OPT, H-4ED, L-1, O-1, and TN programs for white-collar professionals. Overall, Biden's deputies keep the revolving population of roughly 500,000 foreign workers in seasonal jobs, plus 1.5 million foreign graduates in the jobs needed by U.S. professionals, mostly in Fortune 500 companies and their subcontractors. If those two revolving populations of foreign workers are added up to 2 million, then Biden's immigration chief has imported a total of 10.5 million foreign migrants. The total inflow adds up to one migrant for every American birth in the first 3 years of his tenure. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, crippled civic solidarity, and allowed government officials to ignore the rising death rate and falling birth rate of poor Americans. Related video, GOP Rep. Hunt, Democrats' migration pushes Americans into poverty. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.